What we're discontinuing are the late night busing on the weekends that was going specifically from the residence halls in North Campus to South Campus.
Laura Hubbard is Vice President for Finance and Administration. Hubbard explained each year UB analyzes the shuttle bus schedules based on feedback from students and the community. Once again last season, as in past years, residents living in the University District near the South Campus complained of drunk students roaming through the neighborhood. UB did cut back the number of buses last year from 6 to 3. But this year's changes could affect the large groups of students that arrive Friday and Saturday evenings from the North Campus to the South Campus on Main Street.
We'll see how that plays out. I would imagine that would make a difference. And as you recall, last year there was additional enforcement down in that area, which I also think helped out a lot. So some of that activity will probably never go away. But again, we wanted to make sure our transportation services were focused on university activities and not other things that students wanted to do.
UB will continue providing 24-hour busing between the North and South campuses for students. However, the times will be cut to every half hour. UB did add new bus routes from living areas to the Student Union on North Campus.
We also added a loop going from the North Campus around the Flint Loop area to the South Campus later at night. We have our library is open. It's really a 24/7 operation.
Routes were added last year to shopping venues in Cheektowaga and Amherst. Those will continue this season. The new UB semester begins August 28th. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.